This is a green paper, it's a consultative paper, and he's talking about having a bill of rights and responsibilities. And in the rights element of it, he said, first of all, he said he's not going to repeal the Human Rights Act nor resile from that at all. That's quite an important statement to make in the current party political atmosphere, where there's a lot of speculation about what the government and the Conservatives might do with the Human Rights Act. He wants to build on the Human Rights Act, and he wants to enshrine explicitly a series of rights and responsibilities which are, as he puts it, scattered throughout the landscape of our legislative framework, constitutional world. So, for example, he's talking about enshrining economic and social rights, such as the right to free access to health treatment, as has been there since 1948, and rights about rights to live in a sustainable world and in an environmental way, rights to childcare and other such rights, equality, such as, for example, equality rights, which are currently in existence and which were enshrined and brought together in a Bill of Rights. Now, what he's not saying, though, is, and he stopped short of this, which is that he's not saying you'll be able to go to the High Court and legally enforce these rights through a judge, which is what happens with rights under the Human Rights Act. And he's instead saying that by enshrining them in one document, he'll be able to sort of safeguard a progressive future, such as the right to free NHS access. And that's, I think, with an eye to a possible incoming Conservative government if there's a debate about free NHS treatment. And in a way that they would be sort of declamatory, sort of symbolic, but short of being legally enforceable. Now, alongside that would be a whole bunch of responsibilities as well. And what he means by responsibilities are such things like the right to vote, the right to pay taxes, the right for parents to bring up their children in a responsible fashion. Another such responsibilities. Now, they also wouldn't be legally enforceable. So, for example, he's not going to introduce a compulsory duty on everyone to vote, but he wants to enshrine in the Bill of Rights the right to vote, the duty to vote, so that it becomes a feeling of civic duty, a sort of declamatory kind of statement.
Now, the Tories are also proposing a Bill of Rights. This is very much a sort of politically charged issue at the moment, Alan.
It is, yes. And I think the Green Paper, which will not be, we won't see this bill emerge before the general election, it'll be after the general election. And so what we're actually talking about is a kind of major debate shaping up for the party manifestos of that coming general election expected next year. And so we have Straw's version of his Bill of Rights and Responsibilities against David Cameron's British Bill of Rights. Now, the difference between the Conservatives is they've said they want to repeal the Human Rights Act, and their Shadow Home Secretary Chris Greening has talked of he wants to see fewer rights, more wrongs, which I think he means fewer rights of prisoners and righting more wrongs of victims. And this is kind of contending territory now, with the benchmark being whether or not you're going for Human Rights Act Plus, which is, seems to be what Jack Straw is going for, or Human Rights Act Minus, which is what the Conservatives appear to be going for.